Well, first of all, let me congratulate the people of South Sudan for this 8th birthday of the Republic of South Sudan. Definitely, there are a lot of good things. We have stood as a one people and one nation, and we raise our flag in front of the world, and we become the newest nation on earth. This came after a very long struggle, and I think the independence of South Sudan came because people of South Sudan, they were united and they were together.
Yes,
as brothers and sisters.
Yes, and since we gained independence, what opportunities do you think we have missed?
Well, I think we have missed a lot of things. First of all, Sir Bed William, we need to go back. If you remember that a struggle of the independence or fighting for freedom did not start in 1983. It went back to 1955. And we had a peace agreement, I mean the Addis Ababa peace agreement. Mm-hmm. We were in 10 years of peace, and then war started again in 1983. And it continued until 2005. But the question is, now we got independent. We have a new nation. The question is, how is this new nation different from the old nation, from the old Sudan? In my view, what we did, we just photocopied the old Sudan and pasted in South Sudan. So Republic of South Sudan is a photocopy of the old Sudan.
Yes, and are you talking in terms of freedom of what exactly do you mean when it comes to referring the current South Sudan as a photocopy of the Sudan?
Well, when I say the current Republic of South Sudan is a photocopy of the old Sudan, I mean that there is killing, there is war, there is death, there is corruption, there is tribalism, there is hunger. This is not the reason why people of South Sudan went to Bush in 1983. They did not go to Bush in 1983 to kill themselves, to fight themselves. This is not the reason why we want to Bush to have a new nation.
Yes, and going forward now, 8 years down the road, and now, of course, the implementation process of the revitalized peace agreement is continuing. Where can we put ourselves right? How can we put ourselves right and go forward as a nation that we all deserve as South Sudanese?
Okay, I think what we need to do as people of South Sudan who have suffered for a long time is, first of all, to unite as one people and one nation. Secondly, we need to implement the peace agreement. This peace agreement, I think, is not the best peace agreement in the history. And it is also not the worst peace agreement in history. We need to accept this peace agreement. We also need to encourage our brothers and sisters who are still fighting out there, those of Thomas Cirillo, who did not join the peace agreement. We have our brothers, those of Pagano Mum. We have Uyai Denga Jack, those who are still outside. These are South Sudanese, and they are part of South Sudan. We need to encourage them. Dialogue must continue with this group so that they come and they join the peace agreement. And we need to forgive each other in this 8th birthday of South Sudan. We need to forgive each other and give peace a chance. As I have told you, it's not the best peace, but it can open a way to a peaceful, stable, and prosperous South Sudan. But it will not happen unless people unite